So we're learning Sanhedrin chapter 7, Mishnah 5, and we're continuing our conversation of various crimes and their punishments, particularly the capital crimes and capital punishments. This evening, we're learning about the blasphemer. And the very beginning says, the blasphemer is not liable until the blasphemer states the name, Hashem. And the thing I wanted to, it goes through some sort of process after that, but I think what's really interesting is we're talking about the name of God, and the idea that we're only saying the name of God one time of year by one person anyway, it's particularly fascinating that that this would be the circumstance. We don't know how to pronounce that name now. My guess is most of that had been lost even by their time. So I think it's particularly fascinating that this crime of blasphemy is effectively not applicable in the sense that they're not. It's not possible to state the name. And so it's an interesting sort of historical overlap onto our mission this morning or evening, whatever time it is.